20 or 30 years ago, Green Bay was known as the place to go for poor people who needed to find a good place to live. That's according to Cindy Bronner. She heads up the Green Bay Diocese Affordable Housing Institute. Bronner says things have changed. Several years ago, people had to wait a couple of months to get federal rent vouchers. Now, the wait stretches 9 months or longer. That was one finding from a recent survey that asked 35 community agencies about the affordable housing situation. The study was funded by a $1 million endowment recently given to the church by a local family. Bronner says the survey also found problems with landlords who charge too much for rundown apartments. Chronic alcoholism among some of the homeless is also a problem. And Bronner says there's very little emergency shelter for families.
One of the new needs that has surfaced are for men who have children with them. So, you know, that really challenges our thinking, because typically you think, okay, there are shelters for single men, and then there are shelters for women and children. But now we've got a new dynamic going on where there's, you know, men with children.
The survey also found a need for one group that can coordinate affordable housing needs. Bronner says the poor or homeless are bounced around between nonprofits and governmental agencies. The $1 million endowment will generate $50,000 a year. Bronner says the first goal is to use the money to set up a coordinating office. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.